Union leader charged for obstructing LA immigration raid. Washington, the U.S. government has criminally charged David Huerta, the president of the Service Employees International Union of California, for allegedly conspiring to obstruct an immigration-related detention in Los Angeles. On June 6, Huerta allegedly conspired with other protesters to share the location of a site where U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement special agents had arrived to conduct a search warrant of businesses purportedly employing illegal immigrants without authorization. When he arrived at the location, Huerta allegedly sat down in front of an ICE vehicle to obstruct its path and encouraged others to do so, according to the criminal complaint filed against him in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. Huerta and another person sat cross-legged in front of the vehicular gate. Huerta waved at those around him and yelled, "Everybody sit down. Sit down." Huerta also yelled to the protesters, "Stop the vehicles." According to an affidavit in support of the complaint, Huerta was arrested after allegedly sitting down in front of a white police van that attempted to enter the site and allegedly preventing it from entering the property. Los Angeles has been rocked by 3 days of riots and protests against federal immigration enforcement efforts. President Donald Trump activated the National Guard to quell the riots, amid California Governor Gavin Newsom's opposition to the deployment. In response, the state sued the Trump administration on June 9, alleging the deployment was illegal. At least 21 protesters had been arrested as of Sunday night, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. The criminal complaint alleges that Huerta was taunting federal agents at the site. "Huerta was also yelling at me and other officers, at one point screaming, 'Explain to me, you want to go speak with your face,' and reaching through the gate to gesture with his arm," Ribner wrote, adding that Huerta also yelled to the protesters, "Stop the vehicles." Huerta has been charged with one count of a conspiracy to impede an officer under Title 18, United States Code Section 372. The offense carries a maximum penalty of 6 years in prison, as well as a fine. A video of Huerta's activity was shared on social media by Bill Asaley, the interim U.S. attorney whose office is leading the prosecution. Some Democratic elected officials and labor groups criticized Huerta's arrest and called for his release. "The violent assault and arrest of California SEIU President David Huerta is unacceptable. Mr. Huerta should be released immediately and all charges dropped," U.S. House of Representatives Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries wrote in a statement. The American Federation of Labor, Congress of Industrial Organizations in a statement. "As the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda has unnecessarily targeted our hardworking immigrant brothers and sisters, David was exercising his constitutional rights and conducting legal observation of ICE activity in his community. The labor movement stands with David, and we will continue to demand justice for our union brother until he is released."